Borderless Naija is another podcasting show of TravelRadio.live. Borderless Naija centers largely on people, events, and places Nigerians go and live. They share their unique experiences as they live and grow in a new community.
I love my country, I no go lie. Now inside I'm, I go live and die. I know my country, I no go lie. Now him and me go yap till I die. My country, my country, I love my country.
A global citizen, a jet setter, a gastronomy, and the executive director for the Carnegie Mellon University Africa in Kigali, Rwanda, with green flowing in her blood. Bemi Disu is a traveler working and living from shores to shores with wealth of travel experience. On Borderless Niger today, we'll dive into Bemi's world to learn how she made the world her oyster as a Nigerian living abroad.
Yes, another beautiful day, another beautiful moment on Borderless Naija today. But what I like about you, Bemi, is that you're a global citizen. When I saw that on your Instagram, I'm like, oh yes, she has made the world an oyster. Tell us a little about you.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me today, Takwa. As you said, my name is Bemi Disu. I really have always enjoyed traveling. I've had the opportunity to live, work, and travel to over 100 countries. I've always really been fascinated with people and culture and really understanding how the world works. And so everything from what I studied was international business. I moved on to do a global MBA. Everything has been particularly intentional with having this global component integrated into my life.
That's so brilliant. Interesting. So, Bemi, let's look at one or two things. A lot of people find, I've had to speak to some people, they find travel as a phobia. Some people can't even board flights. Some people can't even live in another country, especially for the food, you know? And, for you, where did it all start?
Great question. Well, I was very fortunate when I was growing up that my parents gave us the opportunity to travel. I also had the opportunity to learn languages in school, and so that started my interest in this, right? And so you started with one country, you learn. My dad would come back and bring us treats from different countries and tell us his experiences. And so I think that just sort of started the seed. And both my parents had the opportunity to live or work or study abroad as well. And so they brought that back and shared those experiences. So that sort of ignited my passion with travel.
That's so brilliant. And where are the rest of your family? Living abroad, living back home?
Yeah, there was a time my mom would laugh and say, why do I have to go to three continents to see my children? Because at that point,
wow,
my brother was living in Dubai, my sister was in Scottsdale in Arizona, and I was in South Korea. So as a parent, she certainly found it challenging. But yeah, we tend to, we're all over the place. Yeah.
Let's have some little fun about that. So when you and your siblings start talking about experiences, usually what stands out?
What stands out? Actually, I would say I'm probably the worst of all my siblings.
How?
I'm the middle child, and so I think my brother has lived abroad in a few countries and enjoys it to a degree, but for me, it's truly a passion, right? And so I actively look for ways to keep the experience going. My sister, they both enjoy traveling, but I think they consider my choices to be a little bit more extreme on the.
Now I am fascinated. I am thinking that you and I have something in common in that regard. So tell me, when it comes to choices, what are we talking about? Choice of country?
yeah, choice of country or the choice to keep moving countries, right? And so for me, I'm just always fascinated. As I said, I spent over 5 years in South Korea, just then decided to up and move to Kigali, Rwanda. And so I think, and then I remember actually I studied abroad in college. I chose at that time to go to Bosnia, and I remember my family thinking that I had lost my marbles. And so I think they would say choice of countries, frequency of travel, and just kind of this nothing is terrible or scary to me. I just choose to go.
You are so bold, Bosnia. Awesome stuff. Awesome. I think I like you. You're full of adventure. Interesting stuff.
That's one word for it.
So when you look back home and places you've been, would you say that what are the culture shocks that you experienced that made you know that, oh, I'm abroad?
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, every country, I think you, and that's what everyone says, they're like, oh, you're a jet setter, you must feel. I said, actually, I think global is a journey, right? I think that even though I've been to over 100 countries, I learned something unique in each country. And in each country, the shock is less in terms of how quickly I can adapt. But nonetheless, there's always something new and fascinating. So I think it was Chimamanda that says, the danger of a single story, right? And so it's hard, when I hear something about a place, I still try to go with an open mind and experience it for myself so that I have my own perspective. I will say probably my first instance of clear shock was probably in Italy when I studied abroad in my teens. And at that point, I didn't realize there was a perception or there was this instance of a lot of, they had an issue with women being trafficked, especially from Africa.
Yeah, that's
and
huge.
So we
that's
had,
huge,
we're
that's
coming like. Back. Exactly. So we're coming back, a couple friends and I, from, I don't know, we'd gone to class and then did something around the way home, and we were approached, and I was instantly offended, right? Like,
shame.
Students with this, and it took me a minute to have to go back and then understand. So I think I was just surprised that that was the perception, because that was certainly not my perception of women from Africa, right? And so I took it as a shock, obviously, in that moment.
I can imagine.
But I did go back and try to understand that. What's the impetus for what just happened, and trying to sort of, not that I agree with it, but try to get some cultural context of why that was the perception. So I ended up watching this documentary about the trafficking situation between Africa and Italy at that time. And so I learned something new, but it certainly was a shock to a teenager. So,
word.
Yeah.
You see, you are either ignorant as a foreigner, or you just choose to be intentionally offended. Bimi, I mean, you studied abroad, you've been working abroad, you live abroad. I mean, tell us a little more about your work and how did you come this far? I know you've mentioned one or two things, but maybe there are some things that are missing about one of the details you're telling us. How did you come this far to being the director of CMU Africa, executive director to be precise?
Right. Well, thanks. I would most attributed to luck and fate, but if I were to go into a bit more detail, I think I would say, I always say there are three C's, right? So I'm a business school product, so we like these frameworks, right? So I think for me to get here, certainly started with having the courage to take sort of calculated risks, both professionally and personally, in terms of choosing where to move, looking for opportunities, not being afraid to know that it could work, it may not work, but still try it anyway. So I would say my first C there would be courage. Second would be just having the competence. So I think if you have to become a master of your own craft and continue to grow, and it could be because I'm still in education, but I have this sort of voracious passion for learning and continuing to learn new things and acquire new skills. And with the availability of so much content online, some free through these edX and Coursera and things like that, like there's no have the ability to or a capacity to try and keep expanding your knowledge. So I would say having that competence helps me take these chances because I know I will learn it or I already have that skill or and I keep improving on that. And then I would say also it gives me the confidence to try new things, right? Because I know no matter how hard it is, I trust myself to be able to do my best and learn and improve. So that's the second C for me. And the third would be consistency. So I used to have this boss that called me GSD, and he was like, get stuff done. I mean, he might have used a different euphemism for the S, but basically, for the sake of public radio, we would say GSD. And nice. So, and that came from working with him for many years and knowing that I consistently delivered quality and was able to give bottom line impact. And that builds a sense of trust, and then that expands your network in terms of people who refer you for opportunities. I get calls about jobs here and there, and that comes from the fact that people I've worked with or who know that in me, in my field, know that having me on your team means I'm going to be committed and I'm going to deliver results.
Do you miss home? Because we're almost done. Do you miss home? And if you do, what do you miss?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think no matter where you go, right, home is sort of embedded in you. I always tell people no matter what,
let me interrupt you there. You know that song, okay. No matter where you go.
Yes, you'll always come home, right?
Awesome.
So, no, absolutely. I mean, I have my family back home. I have friends back home. I have, I miss the food.
Yeah.
I'm like obsessed with suya, so that's the first thing I get once I get home is go straight to Glover Court and get me some suya. There are so many. Nigeria is such a dynamic and fun place. I mean, of course, we have our challenges, but I think there's always a piece of you that would miss something about home, right, at some point. So.
Oh, Gbemi, this is so amazing. This is indeed borderless Niger.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Are you for real?
Yeah, I actually wrote an article a few years back.
Gbemi, you're coming back.
So I'm happy to share, no problem.
Oh, thank you so much for your time. I wish we had more time, but definitely I know you're going to come back. We're going to make more schedule. So we're going to have maybe almost back-to-back, have something about Korea, have something about Pack Like a Pro, what to pack, how to pack, how to apply for visas and all those things. I can't wait. Thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it. Thank you for coming on Borderless Niger today.
No problem. Thank you, Takra. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
There you have it on this episode of Borderless Niger on travelradio.live. Stay connected with us on all social networks at travelradio.live on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn as Travel Radio Live, LIV on Twitter. I'm Tope Samuel. Find me on Instagram, tsamuel.co, on Twitter at tsamuelco. Don't forget to visit www.travelradio.live for live broadcast, podcast, blogs and more travel stories.
Travel. Travel now. Travel Radio. Radio. Live.